Aleph. I think it's kedai to start a little earlier, like this. It should be a hemshech of what we were trying. Yesterday we had a klal of Rava. One was dar salakli and didn't break till later. You say basa mikar basa tavamon that we were in Pesach. Now we have another klal. Bay Rava, middle of, halfway through the Amid. It's one hemshech. Bay Rava. When you pay Chatzin Ezek Tzoyus, do you pay Migufa or you pay Me'aliyah? What should be the two tzadim? Migufa Mishalim Lo Yashkin Chatzin Ezek Mishalim Me'aliyah. Karen pays Migufa, he says so too over here, even though it's Tzoyus. And it's a tell to the Regel, and normally Regel pays Aliyah, but over here, since it's a tell to the Regel, maybe you should pay Migufa. I'm sorry, because since it's Chatzin Ezek, you pay Migufa. Oi. Or you pay me'aliyah because I don't find anywhere Karen is lav ke'uche. It's not the normal, it's mishuna, so therefore I pay me'gufe. But over here, since the ma'aseh it's regel, it's me'aliyah, the tzad is that I should pay me'aliyah. So again, so the two tzadim are, is it because the ma'aseh it's a payment of chatzin ezek? Since the payment of chatzin ezek, I should go ahead and pay Migufe, or since it's for the tell the regal, it's me'al tell the regal you pay me'al. So the Gemara Toshma, Hidus ain't a muud v'yesha mari is a muud. So what's the case of Hidus? Hidus akadaitach, you literally the Tana girl is jumping on it. Why should not be a muud? El lav Hidus v'hitus. So we're in a case of tzeris. B'ha'akim if the Gemara d'am ain't a muud except for Migufe Mishalim. The one that says it's not a muud because he holds. He's not referring to muud or not muud. He's referring to the type of payment. He means that you pay Migufe. Like Chatzin Ezek of Karen, Mandam Amuud Ksav Me'aliyah Mishal. So you see, by Tzayis is Gufa Machlekes in the Gemara. So Rav Shad is Machlekes. Like Gemara, look, the book of Simchas Rabbanu Kamilfugi. This Gemara is not arguing. You pay me Gufa, you're not me Gufa. They're arguing if Tzayis pays Chatzin Ezek and Ezek Shalom. We have a Mandam Simchas that holds Tzayis pays Ezek Shalom. The Gemara Toshma Hakelev Shenot Lachayora Valach LeGadish Rach Lachayora Vehidu Gets a Gadish. So he did two problems. He ate someone else's chayor, cookie, and through that he was madlik to Gadish. So it's similar to Tzoyah. So Chayor Mishal Nezik, Shalom, Gadish Mishal Nezik. My time, what's the reason? La Mishum, Tavalu Tzoyahs. It's Tzoyahs, Betani Allah, Mishal Chatzin Nezik, Megufa. And what do you see from there? Over there, the bride stands off the Ipe Chatzin Nezik, Megufa. So here we have, Ipshitas to Rav Zibaya, if you pay Chatzin Nezik. No, sorry. That's Tzoyahs. The violet Tzoyahs. So. Over there you say it's Pashit, that you pay Megufa, because Chatzin Ezek Megufa. If it is, bro, Zakti Gemara, is that true? Rabbi Laza, over there, Balaza argues and says Nezek Shalom, and still he says Megufa. Miyashkhan doesn't make any sense. How could you pay Nezek Shalom Megufa? We never found that.
Elok itself doesn't make any sense.
Right. Elok Kigoyin, so obviously you're going to have to set in the Braisa. Kigoyin, the Shani Bahag B'Kechelas. It's discussing a case that it was Shinui. So it was really Karen. It wasn't Regel. It wasn't Treyus of Regel. It was Karen. Because since it was Mishona, what happened? It took it in its mouth. It left it. So that itself is a Shinui.
He wasn't trying to eat it.
Right.
He doesn't need clothes.
Hot cookies. Yeah. So since it's Karen, that's why I pay Megufa. So it's not right. And who is it like? Rebbe Laza. Who's Rebbe Laza hold like? How could he hold that you pay Nezek Shalom? Aye, it's Karen. So he's going like a Ptafen that says that it's different. That we saw this Ptafen already. That Ptafen holds that Karen, Mechotza Nizik, Karen, Mishasurabim, you pay Chatzin Ezek. Mechotza Nizik, you would pay Nezek Shalom. Smell the machlokes, the Tanakam and Abelaza that argue about Nezek Shalom. Everyone holds it's Megufe. But you don't have a riot at Tzoyahs because Tzoyahs is a regular type of case. Masha'in Kain. Here we're talking about Karen. And since it's Karen, therefore you pay Megufe. But I don't know anything about Chatzin Ezek Tzoyahs if you pay Megufe or Me'aliyah. And what's the machlokes? The machlokes is do I pay Nezek Shalom or not? This machlokes if you hold a Kiptafel. It's not true. My time, Mukhsar Abtafin. Why did that sound Abtafin? Yishum Nezek Shalom. because of Nezek Shalom. No, Abelazar Kesumchis, Amma Tzeres Nezek Shalom Mishalom. He really holds like Sumchis that Tzeres is Nezek Shalom. And don't say that it was Mishunah and we're discussing Karen. We're really discussing a regular case of Tzeres. And he holds like Sumchis and Nezek Shalom Mishalom. You're telling me he holds Megufa, I never found that you pay Nezek Shalom Megufa. That we never found yet. He holds a kabbudah that says that the 50% that you're paying is still of a tam. So therefore, when I'm saying that you're paying the migufay, is referring to the 50%. So I don't see that you pay. So you ask me a question: where do I see Nezek Shalom pays migufay? And I'm not paying Nezek Shalom migufay. You're paying the 50% of it migufay. And when he said
remaining 50% of payment earlier?
Right.
So it comes at a chitim, so you might not pay the full amount.
Most of the times you will, because 50%, yeah, right. Because you'll pay 50% ma'aliyah, and 50%, yeah, it's a funny type of payment.
It's not necessarily
Right. It's not necessarily Nezek Shalom. You might not get the whole payment, yeah.
So now we have a riot from the Tanakama that...
Very good, so back to a riot from the Tanakama, that Tzrarius pays me goofa. Well,
even if... Why isn't like a defense? Who says this is better than the last
one? You're right. That's how the Gemara is going to be going over here. That's why it sort of gets a little complicated. But not, you're right. It's not klar. But we're saying you don't have a raya for ked. Maybe this is still a raya because it makes sense why you're saying it goes like a ketafen. Maybe it goes like sumchis and like a behuda. In fact, the Gemara, Omele Rav Sama B'reid Rav Asher Rav Inno, Eimid Hashamet Le Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda say this, B'tam V'nasa Mu'ed. So therefore, so you say that what? By a real keren, that it took three times till it became a mu'ud. So it was a tam originally. So then I say, even when it became a mu'ud, there's still some tamus in it that I should pay a tamus type of payment of migufa. The mu'ud mitchilasa tzrayris, if you're telling me that he holds it's a mu'ud right away, there's no tam a mu'ud, mishamat le'ikotayin. He says, it doesn't make any sense. Why should you go ahead and say that tzad tamus m'kayim ha'med? So this whole din is the tzad tamus. It was never a tam. By a keren that first became tam and then became a mu'ud. So it makes sense that even though now it became a mu'ud just means you add another 50 to the 50 that
just
was
like
already.
You don't say by Shane, right. Tamas don't say it here either.
Yeah, why are you saying it for? Zakat Gemara, Samela, Ella Kikam, Ebba Laz, and Ezek Shalom, Shalom. No, it's a whole different thing. We don't have any riot to the Pshitas of Rav, to the Bay of Rav. What is it referring to? When the Bay said Ezek Shalom, you're going to the Yayid. Discussing a case that it was a mu'ud. The tzrayris became a mu'ud.
How do you have that?
Some say that it happened three times.
And the first time around?
The first time around, you zikha don't pay. What? What do you mean?
Why are you a tam the first time around?
A tam just means the first time.
How does a tzrayris?
You're paying chatzin ezek, right? So machloikis is if you paid chatzin ezek three times through tzrayris, do you become a mu'ud or not? A whole new shayla. If tzrayris happened three times, no, maybe you pay nezek shalom. That's machloikis.
The hilkis is you pay chatzin ezek and it's already a mu'ud, so then how's it change if I
tell you that? Oh, now that's a lomni shayla. Okay, fine. But that's a good
shayla. What about the first time around?
First time around, we know you pay chatzin ezek. Tzrayris is zechalalach ha-mashmsinah, you pay chatzin ezek. Now, let's say you did tzrayris three times. Do we still say you pay chatzin ezek? We say no, but you became already ragel. I mean, it was always ragel, but we can't be mevat anymore. We tell you pay nezek shalom. That's the machlokes. Ma'asaba yesh adal tzrayris. Ma'asaba ain't adal tzrayris. So now we had a machlokes. Akelav shenato chayora. This whole case and hidlikas agotch. Tanakama says you pay chatzin ezek. But Lazar came and said you pay nezek shalom. We wanted to say what's the pshat nezek shalom. Want to know what's going on here? Kam, Chatzan Izik, this, that. No, we're saying now, regular Tzrayis taka. Like you thought it was.
And it was the third time.
But since it was the third time, so here's Machlaikis, if three times by Tzrayis, you become a Mu'ud.
And you pay
Megufa. No, that's not right anymore. We don't have any Pshitas to that. Maybe taka don't pay Megufa. We rather had a Shalom.
The boss said you pay Megufa. We don't know about Tanakh.
Right. We don't see anything in that, right? Exactly.
So you learned that there was a Shini here or not?
With tzayis, regular tzayis. So it's regular. We're back to regular.
Tani level is kind
of funny. Both.
So
then we
see.
True. Yeah. Right. I'm saying they're both megufa.
Then you should have a raya.
You have a raya signed the abonim, signed the balaz that you pay megufa. True.
What's the megufa that we're talking about?
from, you were still moored. So we didn't answer that.
Again?
If it's moored, you don't, where do you find that you have a pen as a child in the group? That's what you asked before, right?
That's not going to help. Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, Le'eb Elaza, maybe you have to say Tzatamas, it doesn't really make any sense. Yeah, there's such a thing. Yeah. And oh, because the whole kasha was, again, the whole kasha was that over here wasn't a mu'ed, so how do you see Tzatamas? So we're answering that, fakir, it's not like discussing a mu'ed. It's like we'll answer. That it was a tzarius that became a mu'ed, so maybe there's still a Tzatamas, so maybe you can say sign that since it's a Tzatamas, on that I'll pay Megufa, on the rest 50, I won't pay Megufa. So again, so we had a klal, and we wanted to make a raya from the brisa. We had a shy. So what we're coming to explain is this brisa: Kelev shalot charyora, and he was mazik. So we're saying that's talking about a case of tzarius. Since it's tzarius, why do you pay nezek shalem, and why do I go ahead? Why do I pay chatzin nezek? No. Why pay chatzin nezek?
Nezek shalom because it is three times.
And it's machlokes. Machlokes is the belaza that says that you pay nezek shalom is because it's discussing a case of muad and a case of muad over there you pay nezek shalom. Still, the Tanna Kama says that you don't pay nezek shalom. Zatim mar. Elohad the boy Rav Yesha dalat tzrayus ain't a dalat tzrayus. Rav had another klal, a third klal that gavet tzrayus. Do I say there's a muad for tzrayus or not? So why don't we say either abanon ain't a dalat tzrayus? If you zet the dime right now. That's this machloikas gufim to say like this. If it's Rabbanon, ain't a dollar tzaris. You have a lazi, it's a dollar tzaris. Say that it depends on this Gemara. Leit Rabbanon, there's no idolat tzaris. That's the case of the Gemara by Charara. And Leit Rabbanon, it's a dollar tzaris. Right? Why wasn't he patient from this price? So now the Gemara is going to say, no, the machloikas is different going back to before. Right? So it's Gemara saying, "L'chay have a pshitas to this Rava." Amalach Rava, kimi bayil li didi. I'm asking like you, aliba de abanon the pliga la sumchis. I'm going like the abanon that argue on sumchis and that hold that there is tzarius pes chatzin nezek. Avalach abein li abanon bein abalaza because sumchis vielu. Lama tzarius nezek shalom shalom. When they're arguing, they both agree that tzarius nezek shalom. Navas, what's the machlaikis? A different machlaikis. That means don't learn like you just said that that's good for the machlaikis if there's a other by tzarius and not. No, learn something else. What's the machlaikis? Rabbanan b'laza, we'll go back to earlier. It means because there was never a raya, there was never muchach that the machlaikis over here was. Right, the dollar tzarius and not. That's what we wanted to say. What's that muchach? So really, avalocha ben rabbanan ben b'laza, kesum chesvilu. The Amrit Tzeres Nezek Shalom Shalom. The time of my Amrit Abana Chatzin Nezek, why did Abana say Chatzin Nezek? Because the Shani V'loi Yayit. Discussing a case of Karen, who was Mishunra. Like we wanted to say right away. We wanted to fall off it because we wanted to make a riot.
Talking about Karen Tom. Karen Tom.
Yeah. Karen Tom.
You have to go back to Reptar from then.
Oh, we'll get there. Wait a minute.
But we're talking about that this
trade
is a
Karen. This Shane, this Tzarius, whatever, I mean this Achila,
yeah.
And the burning the garlic is a Karen. It was Mishunah. What happened? Because it didn't eat the cookie right away. So therefore, there was a Mishunah. So Mel is discussing Karen, which he said right away, we explained the brass like that. We switched and we went to Tzarius, because we didn't want to bring a riot to there. So now we're going the other way. So it's the Shani, it's Mishunah. And it's not a mu'ud. And what's the machlaikis? They're arguing the machlaikis of Tavim Rabbanah. What's up Tavim? Mishunah Karen Mechatz HaNizik. Tavim knows that you pay Nezik Shalom. So therefore, a beloza that says, you pay Nezik Shalom is referring to, we're discussing a case of Karen. So you don't have a rai anymore to Tzarius. Mu'ud L'Tzarius, it's not the case. No shaykhus to the machlaikis. The machlaikis is not discussing mu'ud L'Tzarius or not. The machlaikis is discussing the first time,
and what would be the tzad of the Nezik?
We're discussing. We're not discussing a case of Rabbim. We're discussing a case of Chatzan Nezik. And Tafen Olz Meshunah Kam Chatzan Nezik that Nezik Shalom Shalom. So Belaza holds like a Tafen, and the Rabbanon hold like the Rabbanon.
It's interesting to say that the Rabbanon hold like Simchas, right? This is Nasiachar. I thought it's very.
He's talking about the Chabam of this Bryson.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, that's what you're saying. But yeah, okay. But again, because we're just trying to don't bring me any raya from the bride. Like the Gemara normally does. Forget the Tavon of the Shom. Okay. Sumchus is by Tzeres. Here we're not discussing Tzeres. Tzeres, we're here discussing Ken. Ken Meshunah, B'chatzan Ezek, it's a regular case of Ken. Why? Because the way he ate it was Meshunah. So since the way he ate it was Meshunah, so we're not discussing regular case of Tzeres, we're discussing a case of Ken. And we're showing to Reb Tafin that says Ken B'chatzan Ezek, Nezek Shalom Shalom. So like the Gemara, aim the Shamit Le Reb Tafin, Nezek Shalom. We, okay, you could say it's like Reb Tafin, Reb Tafin says Nezek Shalom. Migufa mishamet lei. If Tarfin said that you pay Nezek Shalom migufa, here we know this Brashah says you pay migufa. The Beloza says migufa. So where do you see that in Tarfin? Tarfin never said that. Am I in? Yeah, you could say that. Why? Where do you learn out the chalal, this whole thing that you pay of Tarfin? We as of Tarfin know that you pay Nezek Shalom, we'll see later on. Because that's from. That you pay Chatzi Nezek in Rishis Rabbi. Right? That's up Tafin, the Mishnah of Dalar on the base. That if it's in Rishis Nezek, Tafin only holds the can, because Tafin agrees that you pay can Chatzi Nezek. If Tafin discusses that, if Tafin agrees that the can Rishis Rabbi pays Chatzi Nezek, the Shaila is can Rishis Nezek, there if Tafin says you pay Nezek Shalom. And the Chum say Chatzin Ezek, because there it's not clear. In the Shusayam, we know that Karen pays Chatzin Ezek. Everyone agrees. The Machlaikas is in the Shusayach, in the Shusayan Ezek. If Tafa comes along and says that you pay Nezek Shalom, the Chum say you pay Chatzin Ezek. Where's the Tafa coming from? So if Tafa says, the Mishnah says later on, Ubimabimokim Shakala Lashem Al Regal Shusayam Shu Potter. Hichm Mishusayan Ezek that you pay Nezek Shalom, Shane and Regal that in the Shusayam you potter. In Yeshusa Nezek, you pay Nezek Shalom. Kolshken Karen, that you pay something in Yeshusa Yam, pay Chatzin Nezek. And when it comes to Yeshusa Nezek, you should pay Nezek Shalom. So they told him, Dai love Menadin Li is Kenadin. Ab Yeshusa Yam Chatzin Nezek, Ab Yeshusa Nezek Chatzin Nezek. That's what Chum told him. So he said, Afani Li Adin, Karen Mi Karen. I'm not learning a Karen from Karen. I'm learning a Karen from Regal. Just like Regal has in it, in Yeshusa Yam, it's part of. So to be in Shus and Nizik B'chayiv Nezik Shalom. Okay, for what? That's what the Tafin learned it out from. I wasn't stopping saying over the Mishnah, it's the Negev for the Gemara. So anyways, so this is Akhti Gemara. So aim of the Shaman, the Tafin Nezik Shalom, Megufa. Megufa Mishamet, like, we know a payment of Nezik Shalom, we know if Tafin says he pay. But Megufa, where do you see that from? So Akhti Gemara in. Meichem Ha'isila, where is he learning out? Mekan, Shus Rehab, Dai Elav Menadin, Lias Kenadin. He's learning it out from Ken Shetzer Yabim that if Ken Shetzer Yabim pays Chatzi Nezek Kolshkein, then you pay Nezek Shalem by Ken Shetzer Nezek. So we don't have Ken Shetzer Yabim. So Ken Shetzer Yabim makes sense since Ken Shetzer Yabim pays Migufoy, so too, schlep the Karen to Shetzer Nezek to pay Migufoy, and you would pay, even though it's Nezek Shalem, I don't care. Because I'm learning it out from the Karen part that if the Karen pays Chatzi Nezek, for sure it pays Nezek Shalem in Shetzer Yachid. Now, Karen, the pays, how much is it, what type of payment does it pay of Chatzin Nezek? It's just what happened, it pays me good for the payment. So, Mela.
Didn't he answer that he's not learning from Karen, he's learning from Regal?
Oh. You're right.
And it makes sense. I don't even know what the title was. Da'i Lovin Adin, the Kabachamer wasn't from Karen.
Because you don't have a Kabachamer, but if you don't learn out from Karen.
Right. That means it has to originate from Karen. It has to know that by Karen you pay Chatzin Nezek. It's just a rabbin, then I'll schlep from Regal.
Right.
And he was led to saying not like that. His dialogue was, I'm not learning from Karen, I'm taking Regal. But it has to start with Karen, so once it's starting with Karen, its base is from Karen, so therefore schlepping that to the payment of Megufa. Zakti Gemara, if I have Tafin, unless they die, in fact, Gemara, I have Tafin doesn't hold of die, because if he holds of die, he would just say Chatzin Ezek. Like Karen Shetzer Yabim. So obviously his whole thing, like a little bit what Shimon was asking, he's good for not learning Daya. He's good for trying to say that you're not learning out Daya, because he's saying, I'm not learning out from Rego. So if I'm not learning Daya, if I can. So I'm not learning out from Karen, I'm learning out from Rego. The more key less, like Daya, hey, the mid for Kavachayim. The only time he doesn't hold of daya is when you knock at the kavachayim. Hechad loyim for kavachayim is le daya. When you knock and knock at the kavachayim, then he holds of daya. What does that mean?
It only goes so much.
Yeah. But daya will be for the
gufa. Right. There's two things here. There's nezek shalem. The kavachayim is telling me nezek shalem, and the daya is telling me megufa. So when don't I say, if Taif and Taka doesn't hold of Daya, when doesn't he hold of Daya when it's knocking out the Kavachayim? Over here, Daya is not knocking out the Kavachayim anyways, because the Kavachayim is without Daya. How's the Kavachayim? From Regel to Karen. So Mela once. Right, that I pay Nezik Shalim. So that's where the Kavachayim is. Daya is not discussing that. So Mela then, Tzekila, Slay Daya, Echidim, for Kavachayim. When doesn't he hold of Daya? When it's knocking out the Kavachayim. Over here, Daya is not the thing that's knocking out the Kavachayim. Because the Kavachayim is without Daya. Because the Kavachayim is telling me from Regel to Karen. So now I could say Daya. There's two things going on here. There's the payment and the payment plan. The payment is nothing to do with Daya. That's not what Daya is doing. The payment is from Karen to Regel. Zoktim Taif and I don't say Daya. That's nothing to do with Daya. That's Regel pays Nezek Shalom and in Shusran Mitzpata and it pays Nezek Shalom and Shusran Izik. So Mela, so too, Karen, that pays something and Shusran Zikha, it should pay Nezek Shalom and Shusran. That's okay, that stays with. What do you want to say, Daya? Now there's another Shmuz. There's a Shmuz, what type of payment? So we're saying, since Karen pays Shusran Yochid, Shusran pays Megufay, so too Shusran Yochid should pay Megufay. So with that type of payment, that the Daya was never, it's not knocking out the Kavachayim, that's no problem, that's not a Kavachayim. That's just the type of payment.
But that Kavachayim is
not. That's not a Kavachayim. That's just Karen and Karen. What type of payment does Karen make? Karen pays Megufa. The Daya doesn't come and knock anything out. Right? No, I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You're still keeping
the Kavachayim. He
pays Chatzin as a decision.
So, Mel, that's not Daya. Daya is not talking to that. That's learned out of Rebbe. That was the Mishnah later on. What Daya was coming to say was the type of payment. Daya is not like Mer Kavachayim. There's no problem. Tafin agrees to that. Right? It's not talking to the Kavachayim. Kavachayim was discussing Regel to how much to pay. Daya is then there's another thing. What to pay? Megufa and Aliyah. So Daya is not discussing the Kavachayim. So Mer, that's not a problem. Zakim Ravaita, Gufa. Boy Rav. Yesha do litzrayus, aina do litzrayus. Again, we clad this. Rav clad is the mu'ud for tzrayus. If the behemoth did tzrayus three times, does it become a mu'ud or not? Lekam edamin alei. Are you medamin to can? Adim a title de regalu, or it's a title de regal, and we never saw by regal mu'ud, time a mu'ud, regal is always a mu'ud. So Mela, even though you do it three times, we don't see by regal, we don't such a musik of tam amut.
So what's it going to be then?
Nothing. It'll be vayta. Always a chatzin ezek. Right? Does it switch because it's similar to Karen? By Karen, we see something as tam, and tam becomes a muid after three times. So is it similar to that? Or no? Who cares if we pay chatzin ezek? We care what it is. It's a regal. Regal, we don't see. Goes from tam to muid. Regal pays always the same. So if tzarius always pays chatzin ezek, paid the first three times chatzin ezek, pays the fourth time also chatzin ezek. Zatim atoshma hidus. We have machlekes of hidus ain't a muud. V'yeshem and is a muud. What's the case of hidus? Hidus means the tana goes jumping, dancing. Hidus akadaitach. Why should it not be a muud? It's regular. Ela hidus v'hitus. It's discussing tzeris. It was mahadus, and then it was hitus. My laugh could go into avit lotsa zimni. Obviously, why would it be a muud? What's the shaila should be a muud if it's regular tzeris? Because it did it three times. Welcome, Ifliki. Ma'asav yeshedo. One man says there is a mu'ud. Ma'asav enedo. There's no mu'ud. See, here we have machlekes. Rav is ibaya is a machlekes tanayim. So the Malai, you don't be right for me. Bechadzim no. It's talking about one time. Hopefully, the Sumchus Rabbanon can they're arguing if Tzarius pays Nezek Shalom or not. Sumchus Rabbanon, the argument of machlekes if Tzarius pays Nezek Shalom or not. Tashma. So we write it on a variety of Rav is Iboy. Toshma, we'll bring a different verse that maybe is a riot.
Behema sheitila glalim leisa. A behema that released itself on a doe. Have you done a mishal nezik? Shalom, but lazim a chatzin nezik. So what's this case? My love, you're going to ovid. We understand that it's regular tzuris. Why is it tzuris? Because it's not the body itself. Something that comes out of the body. So what's the machlekes? You're going to ovid plus a zimni. What's the tzad? Why should you say? Why is it to say nezik shalom? Because we're talking about you did it three times. One man says that there is mu'it, the tzuris, and one that says no mu'it. So you have machlekes. Rav is shaila. It's machlekes tonight. It's discussing this is a machlekes simchas rabbanon if tzrayrus pays nezek shalom even the first time. So we don't see anything if there's a muid letzrayrus or not. In fact, this is very modern. Why should a tanaka release itself? Huh?
I would say it's normal for an animal to do that
on the isa.
It's just coincidence.
No.
Three times coincidence.
Isn't a kli. The utensil has a little bit high walls, so the animal doesn't want to go over a kli with a little bit high walls. It won't be comfortable.
That's gather not what Rashi said. I mean, you just made up a whole funny case. It could be. No, I'm saying, devote the stam. Rashi said stam. It's ain't dakal hata glalam ala isa.
Why is the name
dakal? Because it gets sticky to it. It doesn't eat it. It doesn't go ahead and...
Most animals don't go in the...
They go in the forest and they go.
Cats go with litter boxes, right? The animals don't. Animals have places.
They don't just go in public. Ducks, geese go in public.
Well, they used to have horses go on the streets. That used to go around.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's a good thing what you said. It could be, but I mean, that's what Rashi says.
Rashi doesn't say why though.
Rashi says that it's dumb. It's not the day to be matter glalam leisa because he eats it. It doesn't want to make dirty what he eats. He knows what he eats. Pasha dechetimza.
When it goes in the field, it eats the grass. It goes on the grass.
No.
It doesn't want to ruin the food,
no? Yeah, what's the big deal? Zakti Gemara. Okay. So now it's Karen's. Yeah. It's not Tzeres B'chol. It should, yeah, what's going on here? No, forget it's Chatzinezik, but Tzeres doesn't come in it. You want to discuss Sumchas and Rabbanon.
Yeah, so why is this even a Machlaik?
Yeah, why is it a Machlaik? It's a regular Karen. Zakti Gemara, the Dachik Lo Alma. Someone pushed it into it. It was the only place that it could release itself. So Mela, now it's
the middle of a herd. There's 100 animals. There has no other place.
There's no other place to go. Right. So that's why it's not Mishona. So it's not Mishona. So Mela, it's back to Tzeres. And it's Machlaik, Kesumchas, and Rabbana. So in fact, the Gemara, V'leim Rabbi Yudah Aloch, Kesumchas, Rabbi Yudah Lamaisa says, so we're discussing a case of Tzeres. So let Rabbi Yudah say, Aloch, Kesumchas, Rabbi Yudah Lamaisa, Aloch, Rabbana. Let them just say who the halacha is like the mechadish. It's a new thing. Let them say, I pass like simchas, you pass like the abano. Zok the gemara glalam etzvichalei. No, we want to discuss a case of glalam. Saka that the chamin ha'yel basa gufei griyin ki gufei dami. You would think glalam is not a case of tzrayus, since it comes from its body. It's part of its body. So therefore, you would think tzrayus means it's a kickoff, right? It's a second act. This is the body itself. So you would think it's not kocha, it's more than kocha. It's the goof itself. So Mela, you would think over here it's not a tzrayus to get case and everyone should agree that you pay nezek shalom. Kamash malon, that no, it's the body itself. It's not the body, it's something coming out of the body, and therefore there's a machlokes if you pay, it's a case of tzrayus, and there's a machlokes if you pay chatzin nezek or not. Toshma.
What happened if the animal's horn gets cracked and flies onto somebody else? Would you think the same thing?
No.
Would you would say
that's regular tzuris?
So why is this any different?
Because this is the body eats it.
What's the difference? Now it's physically out of the body. Now it's a, what's the svara to think that it's part of that it's not that it's
here. Tzuris? Here this thing fell off. There's no shaykhs to
why?
Me.
The same as I say.
No. Here that's the way the body goes.
But the hezek happened through something that's a second. It's not a direct thing.
It's like the hair hitting it.
No, but when you break a horn, you put it down, then you hit it. Not that it broke and hit it.
No, even when it broke, hit it. But the horn, the breaking over there is something else. Here, that's part of your body, Kilo. The body releases itself. That's automatic.
Maybe the svara is because it's koicha, because it, when
koicha, no koicha is mutter. That's some of the tzaris. We want it to be mamish the body. Rashi says the begufa ton alahu ki gufa damin. That's mamish the guf itself.
Well, your case of the horn is that it's a shinui.
Yes,
so it's a shinui.
It's kain. Okay, Toshma. The Tani Rami by Yecheskel. Rami by Yecheskel learned Tanigal Shahishad Rashal Avi Klis Ruchas. The Tanigal that stuck his. That Hashad Rashal Avi. And when it stuck his. What's it called? Peak?
Beak.
Beak, yeah. Into a
Klis Ruchas.
Yeah, yeah. The Tokabai. And it blew in it. The Shavar, it gives such a loud sound. And because the Koila broke it. They added more cases. Sus chanaf. The chamor shaniyeh is sus that made a coil. I don't know what you call that coil. A what?
A nay.
A nay, okay. Chamor shaniyeh, right, he made a coil. What do you call that one?
Right.
Right, okay. In all the words. Yeshiva is a kelim. Mishalim Chatzinezer. You pay Chatzinezer. So we want to go back to Rav Shaila. My love, what's this discussing? You go to the other Talmud classes him. Even if you did it three times, this is Tzarius.
We think this is Tzarius?
Yeah, because it's a sound of effect. It's sound effect, right? So therefore,
it's not
its body. It's something that comes out of its body. That's the case of Tzarius. And even if you did it three times, what's the argument? He holds that there is muud by tzaris, and he holds no muud by tzaris. So you go. If cheetahs the rav is by. The demar light. The chad zimna. Discussing one time. So here you go. There's no shachas to the gemara before. The rav is shai. The gemara of amishoni. What do you bring me tzaris? This is Mishon. Yeah, it's not a normal thing. An animal goes out and sticks his head into a kli to make noise and make it outside. So
the other ones are outside, right?
No.
The system, more of them are inside.
Yeah.
Exactly. Must be a big
kli. It's kind of interesting because Rashi says it's just a ton ago. Mishon. Yeah. So okay, zok the gemara the isbe bizarni. There's food in the kli. So when it comes to food, there's no mishana. So he puts his head in there. So once he puts his head in there, it's urchei, and the derech is also to scream while it eats, to do this sound, whatever. So that's what Rashi says. I don't know. So mela once it's in the mezzo, I find out exactly why. Like upon him. So
the
lesson of the price is. Yeah. So therefore, once it's urche, it's not a raya anymore to what we were discussing. It's a mele, it's but still, you don't have a raya to your avos pshitas because it's not discussing mood or not. It's sumchis and rabbanon. And mele, Rava had three clairs again by tzarius. This is like the hardest, you know, this is like yeshivas learn tzarius. This is it. So you have, Rava had three clairs. One was, Basa Gufa Azlinan, Basa Tavaman Azlinan. Today we had one clair was Migufa Yamalia, and we have now a third clair, which none of them we were patient was if there's a mood for Tzarius or not.